Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinish Masar, Yaakov Shom, Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gidin Daf Samech Zayin. And on Amud Beis, we start the new Perek, Perek Shvi, Mishe Ochzoi. And as the Gemara right away starts, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara speaks about the healing process, the refuel for the sickness the Mishnah mentions, which is Kordaikos. And later, in the next few blot, we're going to see a lot of refuels that the Gemara is going to bring. And for different sicknesses, for different illnesses, which refuah do we do? So it's important to know, as a previous akdama to this, how do we relate to these refuahs? So Tosfos Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph already says, everybody mentions it, the Tosfos says that the world changed, that there are things that change, and refuahs that used to work in the time of Shas don't work today. So not necessarily they work today. As this the Chemet points out, Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to use the refuah. It just says it doesn't mean it's going to work. But the Ma'aril, in the end of the Ma'aril, in the Minogim, in the end there's a Likutim, and there it says the Ma'aril Segal says the kol refuah is while the choshim shebechol Talmud osu lenasois. You're not allowed to try them out. Why not? Should the ain adam yochol lamoid alikorum? Can they know the ikur of it? Maybe not going to do something wrong. If you do it the wrong way, it'll cause people to make fun of a chachamim. And the Amshu Shloimoi in Chulin Perek Ches Simin Yud Beis, the Marashah, he says, "Sheish cherem hakadmoinim shein lismurach lefus haTalmud." It's a cherem, not to use it. Why? Kedesh shelohoitzi laz hachachamim hakadmoinim. Because people are not going to know there was a change in the places. And he says, we don't know if the world's change, times change, so therefore, says the Mashal, we're not allowed to try out the refuahs of the Talmud. So this is regarding actually trying them out. And the understanding is that, of course, these refuahs do work or did work in the time of the Talmud, but it's not for us today. Why are they written in the Gemara? So the Marashos Mahalach, Marashos brought down here in our sugyo later in the Asanachesa Mudbeis, that the reason Chachamim wrote these refuahs, that people should not think that Chachamim were missing anything in knowledge of this world. They would think that maybe Chachamim didn't know about refuah by medicine. So you put into Shas, many places in Shas we speak about medicine, to show the Chachamim were bokim in every type of science, including medicine. They knew that as well, and therefore you're showing that in the Gemara. And he starts by saying, we know that the Chizkiyo, he hid the Sefer Refuos. And the reason is, one people to have Bibotech and Hashem. But of course, you could use Refuos. So there's things that need to be remained by Bei Adam to use that as medicine. So he wanted to put in the Gemara to show the Chochmah of Chazal that they knew these Refuos. It's interesting to point out, and this I didn't see that he speaks about directly in our sugis, the Maharal Shita throughout Shas, and we just mentioned in here when we spoke about the Agodas of the Churban. So the Maharal says you should know that Shas, that Talmud, is not a science safer. It's not a medicine safer. And never ask questions, how can it be the Chazal say things that seem not to fit with either nature or science or things in the Bria? Because Chazal is not giving us a science safer. Chazal is not going to tell us how things work. Chazal is giving us the inner understanding of each thing. They're not telling us the actual way they appear on the outside, but the inner meaning of it. That's what we mentioned, Agodas of the Churban, that even though numbers there don't make sense, there's some numbers that seem to be there were 4 billion people in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Maharal, the numbers don't mean the numbers, they mean the essential meaning of the numbers. And similarly, thing he says regarding every scientific idea that's brought down in Shas. This will apply over here as well. And this may be what the Ma'aril and the Marshal are referring to when they're saying they don't really know the understanding of the refuah. Because it could be that the Gemara's over here, according to the Ma'aral, reading refuahs, but it doesn't mean the literal meaning of it. It means the inner understanding of what these refuahs refer to. So today that we don't really connect to this inner understanding, there's no way for us to really use the refuah in the right way. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.